Welcome to episode 250 of the Family Podcast Network. Today we talk about the single most important thing and the job that you can do as a parent. I'm not trying to be over the top with this. Literally the most important thing you can do. Stay tuned to find out.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network. Here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. It doesn't matter if you're expecting, if you're a brand new mom and dad, or even if you're a longtime seasoned parent. There is always something we can do to take our parenting to the next level. The date today is September the 18th, 2013. It is the middle of the week. It is Wednesday. We are wrapping this week up quick, fast, and in a hurry. The topic for today is going to be the single most important job as a parent. That's right. We're going to talk a little bit today about the single most important thing as a parent you should and must be doing. We are not doing this to be funny. We are not doing this as a facetiousness or as some kind of shock journalism. I am literally telling you guys, today is one of the single-handed most important things, and if you are not doing it as a parent, you are setting yourself up for failure. So stay tuned for that, guys. Before we do that, let's jump into our housekeeping for today. Guys, if you want to get notified of any of the new episodes that are coming out, don't forget to sign up for the newsletter, not newsletter, for the email. And whenever you put your name and your email address by going to thefamilypodcast.com, right-hand side, name and email address, you'll make sure that you get an update of every new thing that we talk about. Every show that's popped out, you'll get a little episode saying, hey, by the way, there's new material, here's what it's about. We do that to make sure that you don't ever miss that one episode. If you just heard it, it would have changed everything about your week. So sign up for that today to make sure that you don't miss out on something that you needed. Guys, also don't forget to jump over to Facebook. Let me tell you, Facebook is hopping, man. We have just had a ton of new folks on there commenting, liking, making comments, and talking about what's going on over there. I'm seriously saying you got to go check it out, guys. I want to do a real quick thank you to our friend Connie. You know who you are. You make lots of discussion and conversation and comment likes over there at Facebook. I've noticed you. I've seen you. I sure appreciate all that you're doing. And thanks for the feedback over there. Don't forget, guys, when you get done listening to this, don't forget to share it out. I did want to share some real quick feedback we got from Facebook that was just incredibly appreciated. John writes, in regards to the episode we did on forced sharing, good stuff, Trey. My girl and I went to the hardware store yesterday. She had a quarter and wanted a gumball. Cool. The machine malfunctioned. The worker opened the top and let her pick what color she wanted, then asked her if she wanted another one. Of course she did. On the way back, I asked her which one she wanted first, and she said the green one. The red one is for my brother. I instantly thought of you in this podcast. For those on the fence, Trey's ideas work. Thanks, brother. Said it before. If you ever make it up to my way, let me know, and I'll toss some venison on the grill, and our kids can chill. You better believe we get headed that way. I am going to take you up on that. But, guys, I also wanted to throw that. First off, John, thank you for those words. I can't begin to tell you how helpful they are when you guys throw those kind of stuff out there. Thank you so much for that. But, guys, I do want to say this stuff really does work. It seems crazy, but it really does work. And John went on to mention that his kiddo's 4 years old, and he's got a four-year-old kiddo sharing her gumball with her brother. How cool is that? And seriously, how cool is this audience? I mean, seriously, this audience, it's just neat to get to have an audience of folks that think like-minded and whatnot. That's pretty neat. And anyway, guys, don't forget, we do have a blog going on over there at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/blog. Go check it out. My wife writes the shows there. I had a couple people asking about where her shows are. My wife is actually in the middle of probably embarking on what is going to be her website that is, I honestly believe it's going to be tremendously successful. And so she's been spending a lot of time building that site and writing posts, and she's incorporating a lot of of drawings in, kind of similar to the crappy drawings site. But she's freaking hilarious. If you've ever read the Family Podcast Network blogs, you got to go check them out. She's so funny. And her own stuff that she's coming out with is just as funny. Guys, don't forget, you can always support the show. 30 cents per episode. I want to say thanks to the new folks that have signed up this week. I saw you, and I really appreciate you guys. Thanks for supporting the show and being a big part of helping spread the word on Family Podcast Network and helping this go a little bit further. I should appreciate you guys. Also, last guys, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, or concerns, something you want to hear a show topic over, remember, lots of different ways you can do that. Email me at TreyGibson@TheFamilyPodcastNetwork.com. You can always go to the right-hand side of TheFamilyPodcast.com and click on Ask Trey a Question, or you can call us at 661-PARENT-0. Again, that number is 661-PARENT-0. If you're on your mobile device, give us a holla. We want to hear back from you. And you can also go to the Contact Us page or instant message us over on Facebook at The Family Podcast Network. All right, guys. With all of the housekeeping out of the way today, let's jump into our topic for today, which is the single most important job as a parent. Once again, I want to reiterate or iterate or whatever I'm doing here as much as I possibly can that what we are talking about today, I'm not trying to be shock value, shock jock journalism. I'm not trying to be cryptic. I'm not trying to be cute or funny or any of the things like this. I am literally saying that what we are talking about today is one of the single-handed most important things that we can talk about, single most important jobs that you can be doing as a parent. And if you are not doing it, you are detrimentally setting you and the rest of your family up for failure. We're talking about if this is not happening in your life, even in the smallest sense, all the other shows that you're listening to are moot. They're useless. They have no point if we cannot master the single most important job as a parent. And I'm telling you guys, you know how I speak about relationship. To me, relationship is the ultimate thing. It is what it is all about. It is the thing that is the most important, most valuable. If you don't have this, there's no way for your relationship to work. I'm talking about it is another level deeper. It is better than techniques. And while I thoroughly agree in learning new techniques and learning from each other, the reality is it all doesn't matter. You guys know that I believe that a parenting philosophy is some of the most foundational things that you must understand and believe. You have to know what the very foundations of what your parenting is be about. And if you cannot establish what the basic, most foundational and fundamental level of your parenting is about, then you cannot be successful in all these other things. What I'm trying to say is, this is even more important than that. What am I talking about? I'm talking about self-improvement. Now, I want you guys to hear me say, I'm not referencing some existential out there weirdness where you got to sit down and, you know, get into your zen or something like that with your legs crossed and humming. I'm not dogging on meditation or anything. It's not for me, but I understand why some people do it. But we're not talking about these kind of weird out there self-improvement. I'm not talking about self-help books, you know, your 13 steps to a new you. I'm not talking about these wonderful things that are like, if you just read my book, then all your problems will ever go away. If you just read my parenting self-help book, we'll get this all squared away. I'm not even saying that those things are bad. I'm not dogging on all existential out there weirdness. I'm not dogging on all self-help books. Some of them are wonderful. I've read some of them, and I think they're fantastic. I'm not talking about Dr. Phil self-improvement, that you go talk with Dr. Phil, and he'll rip you up and then sew you back together in some new configuration or way. I'm not even dogging on Dr. Phil. I think a lot of the stuff that he says is okay. But we're talking today, one of the single most important jobs for you to be doing as a parent is improving upon yourself. Warren Buffett. We're talking a man who has a net worth of $60 billion. $60 billion. He recently released an animated video. Actually, I don't know if he's released it yet. I just saw it in the news a while back. But he said he's going to release an animated video on business specifically designed for kids. And the goal of it is basically how do you teach kids good business practices at a young age. And one of the primary pieces of advice that really snagged my attention was this right here. He said, the best investment that you can ever make, and this is a man who has made billions and millions of dollars in trade through investments in real estate or whatever else. He said, the best investment that you can make is an investment in yourself. Now, I'm not trying to go all deep and funky here on you guys. But this is so very true. Okay, so why then, Trey? Maybe I can even follow what you're saying. Why is it so important that we do this self-improvement stuff? You know, it seems as parents, we have this tendency, this propensity to get so busy in the day-to-day things the things that we're doing. We get busy with our kids and doing and going, and we're sitting there with our kids and we're growing them through soccer and we're growing them in the events that we go to. We're growing them in the practices that we have to attend and we're growing them in the playtime that we spend with them inside and outside and whatever else. We're growing them and reading to them. We get so busy on trying to raise our kids and grow our kids that we forget about ourselves. Now, I don't mean this in some kind of selfish way. I think one of the best things that we can do as a leader, as parents, is look for the ways that we can be servant leaders to our children. That doesn't mean that we let them treat us like they're royalty and run all over us. But we look for ways to lead our kids and to lead them not through forcing them, but lead them through servant leadership. But with all of this said, I think we have so much of a tendency to forget about ourselves. We justify the self-negligence with all of these wonderful ideas about things we're going to do for our kids, things that we're going to do for our spouses, things that we're going to do for our work, things that we're going to do for our friends, and things we're going to do for our family. And these are not bad things. I think the ultimate thing that we can do is focus outward on how we can help others and how we can use what we've been given and the strength that we have to benefit others. But I think we so quickly forget to take care of ourselves. And you say, yeah, but Trey, I wake up in the morning and I run 2 or 3 miles every morning. I get the exercise that I need. I've started eating right and eating more discipline. And I really started taking care of myself. And I agree, those are wonderful things. Those are absolutely a major component of taking care of ourselves. But I do not think we take care of ourselves nearly enough in terms of self-improvement. It's so easy in our culture nowadays today to get to a point to where we've gotten out of high school. Maybe we started our job or we went to school and did, you know, racked up tons of debt. Now we've started our new job that we've got to pay on all our debt for. I'm sorry, I'm a little bitter there. But we get into this mundane mentality of repetition, 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 that we continue doing the same things until we get so succinctly good at them that we can do them with our eyes closed. But we are not growing ourselves. We are not getting better at what we were doing. And we get ourselves to a tendency to where we've done things so repetitiously over and over, our minds get sharp. You want to know, out of all of the professions in the United States, you know what the profession is that lives the longest, that has the longest lifespan? Most people will say things like doctors. It's actually not. It's a good guess because there is a lot of connection between wealth and sometimes living longer. There is some of that. But the profession in the United States that lives the longer is college professors. Why do I think that is? I think it's because they have to continuously be stimulating themselves. They're always writing papers and submitting articles, so they're always learning. They're always computing the data that they're compiling through, you know, the different studies that they're doing. They're always forcing their minds to work. They're always improving themselves. And sometimes we forget that the best investment that we can make, even in our kids, is to invest in ourselves. So I think we have to ask ourselves, why are we so important? When our kids, when our spouse, when our jobs, when all of these things need us so much, why are we so important? Why is it so important to take care of ourselves when all these needs demand us? They're important because every single one of those draws from you. I want you to imagine that you have a car battery with the biggest power strip ever hooked up to that bad boy. And you've got this battery, right? And you've charged the battery up and you let that battery sit there and you begin hooking up devices to your power strip. And you begin hooking up one thing after the other after the other. You had your cell phone, you had a box fan, you had a microwave or a laptop to charge up. And you keep adding more and more and it keeps drawing more and more from that battery. What is going to happen if you do not take the time to fill that battery, to recharge that battery? What happens to all the other devices that are plugged into it? All of the other devices will fail, or they will begin to drain themselves, and they will fail. So the reality is that if you begin to drain out as a person, as an adult, as a family member, as a mom or as a dad, if you begin to drain out as a spouse, if all these things, if you begin to drain yourself down and you're not taking time to improve yourself, to recharge yourself, to put back into it, to gain, to grow, to learn, it's no bueno. We've had situations like that, you know, up until recently. My wife and I went through some pretty major life changes over the last probably 2.5 weeks. We've been both very disobedient when it comes to taking care of our bodies. We have been incredibly obese. We became lethargic, not only mentally and physically, or excuse me, not only physically, but mentally as well. We weren't thinking, we weren't striving, we weren't trying for something new or pushing ourselves harder. And about 2.5 weeks ago, we made a decision to make a change in that. And it has been one of the most drastic things that we have ever done. And I've begun to realize that one of the best things that I can do is improve myself, to grow myself. You see, you can't really get into this stuff without tapping some of the neurology and the science of the brain. Because so much of this has to do with those certain parts of the brains that design and create. You see, our human minds were designed for creation. To grow, to expand, to build, to test, to validate our results, and then to modify them if they're not working. If the experimentation we try isn't working, to modify it. We were designed to create things. And the reality is this. So a lot of you folks are sitting out there and you're slaving yourself to your family and your kids. Sometimes you're justifying it under the expense of, oh, well, I'm willing to do anything for my family. And that is such a wonderful technique. That's such a wonderful thing. I think it is valuable to be willing to do anything for our family. But if it comes at the expense to you, it's an issue. But some of you guys are like, well, Trey, I really don't do that. I don't slave myself to my family. Maybe you're slaving yourself to your stuff. Maybe you're slaving yourself to the things that you have in your life that you love, that you spend time with. Guys, it's easy for me. I've made it very clear on the show that I'm a shooter. I have several firearms, pistols, shotguns, rifles. I love to shoot. And if I'm not shooting, sometimes I'm reloading ammunition to shoot in those. And if I'm not doing that, I'm studying for the next rifle that I want to pick up and how I'm going to save up money for it. What are those things I'm going to sell? What kind of money am I going to collect in so that way I can afford these things? And then if I'm not doing that, maybe I'm looking for a new optic for it, like a new scope or an ACOG or something like that. There's always something to be doing. Maybe you are slaving yourself to your stuff. Now, an argument could be made. In some cases, the stuff that we're working on, it causes us to think. But is it growing you? Sometimes we're slaving ourselves to our electronic devices. I do that because I'm one of the first persons to admit this. But so often we get ourselves caught behind our electronic devices, our iPads, our iPhones, our computer laptop, our Android screens, our tablets, whatever it is. And guys, I want you to hear me say, I'm a disclaimer here that I love my technology. I have an iPad sitting next to me. I have a new iPhone that I just received in the mail today to replace the one that has been randomly butt-dialing people even when it's not in my back pocket. Yes, that is a true story. I woke up this morning to discover that my cell phone had called my good friend, an old landlord, and an old coworker from 2 jobs ago. Just randomly sitting on my bedside, charging, it called people. I love my technology. But I think sometimes we get caught behind our electronic devices, and we're not really building ourselves up. We've become a nation that is stuck in watching our movies. And watching our TV and watching our reality TV shows. We're caught up in watching our football, our games, our basketball games, or sitting there watching and playing Candy Crush and spending money on electronic nothingness. Guys, for a record, I don't play Candy Crush at all. And it's not because I think it's a dumb game or anything like that. It's because I know. I have buddies that if they're hooked on this game, it's bad. And I'm not ever going to touch that game with a 10-foot pole. So I want you guys to hear me say again. There's nothing wrong with any of this stuff. There's nothing wrong with Candy Crush. There's nothing wrong with even watching reality TV, though somebody might could make a case for me that there is something wrong with reality TV. I am not saying there's anything inherently wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with football games or basketball games. But we've become a nation that is stuck behind this. And we've started dumping tons of our mental capacity into electronic junk food and not into the things that grow us, not in the things that stretch us, not in the things that make us question what we believe and test those ideas and then find out that they're not working as parents and then start over and say, then let's write something that works. It's so easy to stay distracted. It is so easy. And I'm not talking about only parenting. When I'm talking about the electronic junk food and not the things that grow us, I think that practicing and what we can do with parenting is good. I'm not talking about just that today. So, well, Trey, how is this a parenting topic? Because life is interwoven. The things that we learn about in the other areas absolutely affect parenting. I'm a huge major proponent for learning about leadership skills. Like business leadership skills, I'm a huge fan of the Entree Leadership podcast. That's Dave Ramsey's podcast on leadership. I'm a huge fan of 48 Days to the Work You Love by Dan Miller. For those of you who are Spirico fans like me, for the Survival podcast, I was a huge fan of 5 Minutes with Jack. If y'all really want to get a kick out of that, for those of you guys who are TSP listeners, go and check out 5 Minutes with Jack, the component website on business that Jack did. It was the initial birthing idea of what led to the Family Podcast Network over 2 years ago. I'm a huge proponent for learning how to be a better boss at work for my employees. I'm passionate about it. Why do I do that? Because they are all interconnected. Because the minute that I begin to grow myself as a leader, when I begin to grow myself and move away from this mentality that I am to lead through my positional power, I'm daddy, you're the kid, you're going to do what I say because I'm daddy, and if you don't, then I will punish you. And I've begun to move into the persuasional leadership to say, you know what, I'm going to earn your respect just as much as I expect you to earn mine. And in that, I do not have to command you to go do what I want to do. You do it because you want to do it for me. You see, those things are interconnected. I treat my employees in much the same way I treat my kids. And it works to the point that I had an employee who came in and he actually accepted another position somewhere else, making more money, and then set up the contract just so he could come back and work underneath me again through this other job. He wants to be where he is respected. So you see this leadership stuff, it's interconnected and it's interwoven. And so that's why I think it is so vital that we grow ourselves in all areas, not just in what we know about parenting. You really want to bake your noodle, you really get into leadership skills. How do the most effective leaders really lead? Theodore Roosevelt, 26th President of the United States, said a quote that's always been one of my favorite. He said, "The human body has two ends on it, one to create with and one to sit on. And sometimes people get their ends reversed and need a kick in the seat of the pants." You see, we were designed to create, to grow, and to build ourselves. But we have become a culture that is steeped to where those ends are reversed. And we're sitting on our creativity. And so today's podcast, today's show, the very essence of today's subject is about giving a kick to the pants. Are you growing yourself? And I'm not talking about just making sure that you eat a good, healthy meal. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. It is a small component to the things that I'm referencing here. I'm not talking about, are you taking a few time to read your Bible? You know, we've never made it a secret here that here at Family Podcast Network, we're a firm believer in the God of the Christian Bible. You don't have to be that to be accepted and appreciated here. But I'm not even talking about just doing something like that. I'm not talking about eating a well-balanced breakfast or any of those kinds of things. I'm talking about, what are you really doing to grow yourself, to be creative, to come up with new ideas, to associate yourself with the people that you want to be around, to try to grow into the things that they are? What are you doing? When I talk about things that are growing us, I'm talking about jump-starting ourselves like Teddy Roosevelt there meant. I'm talking about, are we getting involved with those people that make us think? Are we getting involved and associating ourselves with people that make us wonder or that make us doubt? Yes, I'm talking about doubt. Doubt is a wonderful thing, because if you were doubting something, then that means that you were looking for answers. Are we really growing ourselves? Are we really doing the things that matter, or are we so caught up into who's going to get voted off of American Idol? Nothing wrong with that show, guys. But we're so caught up in who's going to get voted off of that, we're not taking the time to grow and to learn something new. And you see, kids need this from us. They need this passion for growth and for learning and for self-improvement. They need us to be recharging our batteries. Why? Why? Why do our kids need to be seeing us do this so much? Because it lets our kids see us bettering ourselves. Because the reality is, we talk about on the Family Podcast Network all the time, who is watching us to learn everything they're going to do in their lives? Our kids are. And when our kids see us bettering ourselves, it teaches us a fundamental component to them. It says, I am important and I need to be taken care of and grown. I need to be improving myself. I have not arrived and I need to make it better. It lets kids see us making something better. It lets our kids see us grow. It lets them see that it doesn't matter if they're 3 years old, 30 years old, or 103 years old. There's always things that we can be growing. There's always things that aren't always there. We have to see life as always a continual progress. We cannot see it as an arrival. And I think so many people in this culture, in this nation, see themselves out of college or out of high school and in their jobs, and they have arrived. It is not time for you to stop growing. It is not time for you to go and sit back and enjoy whatever show it is that you like to show or whatever book it is that you like to read and be done with it. They need to see us growing. They need to see us admitting that we're wrong. You see, the reality is that anytime you stop and you make yourself think and wonder and doubt things, you cannot get to a point where you cannot admit you're wrong. My wife and I have been talking about something this week, some family stuff, and I've had to recognize a bitter, bitter truth, and I have been lying to myself about something. Maybe not even lying, just almost unconsciously avoiding the realities, the truths, to things that I have learned. And they need to see us admit when we are wrong. More importantly, our kids, when we go through bettering ourselves and changing mentalities and testing belief systems that we have to see if they are really accurate, it helps them, even more importantly, see us that when we admit that we're finally wrong about something, we change it. Our kids need to see, I screw up, and I'm willing to change. You see, the life skill of being able to admit that you're wrong and then make a change is not something that is just inherent. That means it doesn't come naturally within us. It's not like we really sit down and say, oh, hey, I'm going to stop doing this, and then boom, you quit doing it. It's a task that we have to learn. We have to see it be done and be willing to do it ourselves. Admitting that we're wrong is a wonderful thing. I can tell you, when I used to feed cops BS lines about how this and that and all this other stuff and make excuses, they would hardly ever let me off the hook. But I tell you, every so often, really, I don't get pulled over as much as it may be making me sound like here. But the last time that I was pulled over, I had an inspection sticker that was way out. And I had an auto insurance card that wasn't in the car. I had the auto insurance card, I just hadn't brought it in the car. And he asked me about it. I said, it's sitting on my coffee table, and it was. Then he asked me about my registration. I said, you know, I don't have a good excuse for that. I just have been neglecting to get it done. I'm going to be honest with you, so there's no good excuse to that. I was let off with a warning. And I don't think it was because, you know, I had a great reasoning for where I was. I really didn't. I was just honest. I was admitting it. And you better believe that I changed what was wrong. That card went in that car, and I got that bad boy registered. Kids need us to be improving ourselves because we need them to see us seek counsel and advice from others. I'm going to let you in on something. The majority of what I know, I didn't put together myself. More often than not, I feel like a small man's just standing on the shoulders of giants. I have pulled from the counsel of other people, of other leaders, people who lead businesses successfully. I've pulled from other parenting educational manuals, from textbooks, from everything that I can find. I've pulled from great books like His Needs, Her Needs. I've pulled from wonderful books like The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. Most of my stuff is an amalgamation, a conglomeration of several different places of counsel that I've received and advice that I've gotten from some of the top people in the business, and I've put it together into something that works. But it came because I sought counsel, and I sought advice, because I wanted so badly to change myself, even though I was stuck in the habits and the patterns of my family and my parents and the things that I knew I didn't want to carry into my kids. I said, that is enough. And I tried to change it by myself. And you know what? It didn't change. I had to seek out the counsel and advice of others. Some of it was passive advice. Some of it was just books and audio tapes that I listened to. And then sometimes it was literal physical advice from people and emailing other bloggers and other business owners and saying, how did you launch? And in some cases, it came from Jack Spirko. And guys, I acknowledge it shows our kids that we acknowledge that we cannot figure everything out on our own. Sometimes we need the input of other people. There's a belief system that I adhere to that says plans fail for the lack of many counsel. And I believe in that. So guys, I want you to hear me say, we need our kids to see that we acknowledge that we cannot figure out all of our issues on our own, or at the very least, getting help from others can help us figure them out faster. So I want to issue you guys out. I don't know what to call this, maybe accountability to you guys. What am I doing to improve myself? What is Trey Gibson doing to improve himself? I've committed myself to reading at least a minimum of one new book per month. Seems small, and it is small. But I tell you, the largest majority of the things that I've gleaned came from books. One of the fundamental core philosophies is the idea of the five love languages, and one of the best things that we can do for anybody in our life, whether it's our spouse, our bosses, or our kids, is ascertain what is their love language and help accommodate that. Because if we can communicate in the same language that they are, they hear that I love you way clearer than if we do it in the wrong language. What am I doing? I've got an incredibly unique opportunity coming up in November. We're going to actually have to get pretty creative with some of the stuff. I'll be able to record my shows there, but I'm actually flying to Utah to the Arbinger Institute. This is just a high honor. The majority of Family Podcast Network is built off of the principles that the Arbinger Institute words the best. Now, you hear me say that because these principles aren't anything new. Arbinger Institute has just worded them, I think, in the best way and the best medium for conveying them. And I actually get to sit down with other CEOs of other companies, main big stream companies, and discuss this leadership perspective that they have. And I get to be a part of becoming an Arbinger Institute facilitator. You have no idea how exciting that is to me. And it's such an incredibly unique opportunity. You see, I'm taking time to invest into myself. I listen to podcasts like crazy. I used to be a major music guy / TV guy. Man, my wife and I would just sit down and we would all watch butt tons of TV. And I would listen to music on the way everywhere that I went, if I, you know, and all that other kind of stuff. And I eventually began realizing that I wanted more. And I picked up the All Famous podcast. That's right. A lot of what you're hearing right here, it all started and falling in love with the podcast. Because I was able to grow myself infinitely, because there is just a vast amount of information at your fingertips. Or your earbuds, however you want to say that. But there's so much information that is available to grow you. There's so many things that can expand you and push you out and cause you to think, if you'll just look for it. If you just download it, if you just listen to it. Another thing that I'm doing, I've decided that I'm ready to start playing ball with the big boys. One of the things that my wife has been encouraging me to do for a very long time is to seek out sponsorships for this show. And she has pushed and she has pushed and she has pushed, talking me to do this. And there's just been some part of me that's almost been afraid of that. So I am announcing to you guys on this show. Some of you guys are family to me. Some of you guys are friends. That I'm moving and I'm pushing this show to the next level. Because I want to improve myself. I want to expand myself. And I cannot do it sitting in the comfort of where I've been. I've got to grow. I've got to move this thing to the next level. So just as an announcement, a couple of things that I've done starting as of today. I reached out to contact the CEO of a place called Diaper Dude. It's one of my favorite places. They make diaper bags for dudes. Let me tell you. You want to talk about being able to carry around all the little kiddie toys and all the diapers and changes of clothes and all that other stuff and not have to surrender your man card, which I don't really believe in. Guys, I don't believe in man cards. I really don't. But if you want to talk about a way that is dude-erific, they're the place. And he's actually a very passionate father. And he actually writes a little mini blog as well. His name is Chris. We're going to see if we can get him on the show, because I want him to talk a little bit about being a parent thing. And I want him to pitch his products to you guys. Guys, I'm telling you, I bought one of these diaper dudes. I've had it for the last five years. Because I got it when Grant, my son, he's five, when he was born. And I got it then, and I have beat the snot out of it. And it might as well maybe a tactical bag made by Maxpedition or something. Thing's been awesome. I'm reaching out to him just today. I had a gentleman named Andy Anderson contact me. He's a best-selling author. He's written several books. He contacted me today and said, hey, I want you to know I love your podcast. I want to be on your show. Can we do an interview? So I've aggressively been setting up with him and his media team to get him on the show. I'm stretching. I'm growing. I'm improving. I'm taking myself out of my comfort, and I'm moving into the uncomfortable, because I know that it is only when you are uncomfortable, it is only when you lift that bar filled full of weights off of that bench press and begin to push, it is only when you are uncomfortable and sometimes even in a little bit of pain that you see growth occur. And I want my kids to grow up not seeing a comfortable daddy sitting on his couch with his iPad and his face and his TV show going in the distance. There's nothing wrong with that, unless that is always what you are doing. I want my kids seeing their daddy be successful and grow and go further than he ever could have, to far surpass any of the other family members in his family that have told and said, no, this is where you're going to be. I want them to see me breaking down walls. I want them to see me growing. So my question for you today, what are you doing to grow yourself? What are you doing to grow yourself? What are you doing to push yourself further than you ever could before? What are you doing to think new thoughts and do new things? Or are you content with sitting down and doing your routine of coming home, taking the kids, getting them their supper and getting them put down and then folding clothes? What are you doing to grow yourself? What are you doing to expand yourself? Do we need folded clothes? Absolutely. Do we need to be making money to pay the bills? Absolutely. Do we need to be washing the dishes? Absolutely. Do we need to be cutting the grass? Most certainly. What are you doing to grow yourself? Because the reality is, if you are not investing into yourself, the other people that depend on you are going to begin to experience malnutrition from you. Emotionally and mentally. It's time to invest in yourself. It's time to be thinking big. What are you going to do next? Get out there and invest into yourself, whether it's other stuff and most importantly in parenting. Most of you guys are here because you're like, man, I'm ready to invest big. I'm ready to take this stuff to the next level. Some of you guys are like, I'm at my wit's end. I just need help. Let's take it to that next level, guys. Well, that is all that I've got for this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Don't forget to join Jeff and I this Friday. We're going to finish our second half of the list of the things that Jeff and I actually disagreed with, where we talk a little bit about consequences and how Jeff and I actually bumped into a topic that we don't completely agree with, which has been very odd because up until this point, we've been very similar. So come enjoy us. We're going to heat things up a little bit this Friday. We're going to have a few more disagreements, and so it's going to be enjoyable. Definitely want to come check us out and hear a couple of different perspectives on consequences, logical, natural, or illogical, and unnatural. Come join us this Friday. We'd like to have you with the Real Family Best Podcast. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today. And if nothing else, hang on tight. We'll see you guys on Friday.